Gray with another crack at it. Instead, it's Brooks, and he drills it. Timeout. Bearcats down five, riding a 16-game winning streak, unbeaten in conference. Cumberland had it poked away by Zana. Lay-in for Corey Davis. Gray, you bet. Final seconds, Evans. That's it.
Go ahead and storm it, guys. You deserve it. That's a tournament berth for the Houston Cougars, Brent Stover.
This game was very similar to the last game we played, except maybe a role reversal. We came out and really punched Cincinnati hard and went up 18. But tonight, they came out and punched us hard. But the roles were the same after that. They got up 13. We come down, and I think our biggest lead was 7. So we were plus 20. I mean, we outscored them by 20 at one point. We were up 18 on them, and then they came down and won by 10. So that's what good teams do, though. We knew there were some things that we had to improve, namely rebounding from the first time we played. But I think it's a game our kids expected to win.
So, yeah, that was a big win, but let's not start bleeping each other's bleeps just yet. And LeBron gets to be a victim of the stick to sports. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE Factory Approved Warehouse Outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master, back in studio. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Friday. We're out here at Sam Houston Race Park. Weekend is here. Let's have some fun, man. What's going on?
Sports going on, man. What's going on with sports and politics and just all the fun things in life?
Yeah, all the fun things in life. Yeah. So I'm very excited that I've turned over this whole lawsuit thing to Lawyer Dave.
He's gonna
eat their souls.
Oh, good.
This dude is a badass. So, but yeah, he told me I could talk a little bit about it, though, for people who are asking. What happened was one of our riders used a photo, and they pulled off a Google search, and these guys basically sent a thing saying, you used our photo, pay us $3,000. And it was basically, she didn't even take it from their website. It came from a different website that had taken it from them. So we took it down immediately, and, you know, then the guy kept saying, give us $3,000, give us $3,000. And so I turned it over to Dave. And, you know, because we took it down immediately, because it was off a Google search and another website, I think we're well within our rights, and I would love the opportunity to go to court and defend myself.
Oh, boy.
I would love that. I welcome that opportunity.
I'm never looking to go to court, but hey.
Yeah, but it has caused me a lot of mental anguish over the last 2 days. And, what this company does, they set themselves up as a website that it purports to be a travel site, but they buy a bunch of images, put them out on Google, and then go after people like this.
Oh, geez. And so it's just basically this is their move.
It's extortion is what it is. And I'm more than happy to, let the world know about their business practices, even if it means losing a case. But I have a pretty good suspicion it's going to work out fine.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah, although at this stage, I'm actually thinking about shutting down the website because the hassle, Houston Sports and stuff, not Sports Map. But the hassle of stuff like this, I ain't got time for it.
Juice ain't worth the squeeze anymore?
No, it's really not. And, you know, it's been a fun site and people really enjoy it. But I think at this point.
Man, that's how Barry and I, when we were doing our website together, we kind of both looked at each other and said, dude, we put this many hours into this and we make this much money off of it. What are we doing?
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm glad that Barry was like, we got to get out of this thing. Because I'm stubborn. I probably would have just kept doing it and grinding. And I would have hated myself even more. And I would have eventually just been like, okay, let's quit it later down the road. But Barry was like, no, I'm done. And I was like, all right. And
yeah, that's kind of where I am with it. And not it's just this kind of hassle I don't need. I really don't have time for it. I don't have the interest in it. Although I am excited for an opportunity that if it does get as far as a trial, I'd love that fight. That'll be fun. But just being harassed and hassled for days over it on end is just – it's not worth it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's probably what's going to happen. But so that's what the deal is. And it's not an individual photographer. It's a website that bought a bunch of stock – the rights to a bunch of stock images and intentionally puts them on Google so that people will do that.
So lame.
So you know, we'll see how it plays out, but you know, hey, at least I got to watch the Cougars win last night. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a good game. I don't think the court rush was necessary.
Mm-mm.
Like, you know, I'm always against it, but
surprised there were enough people there to fill the court.
Right, and like the Cincinnati players and coaches were still on the floor.
Yeah,
you know, I mean. What if one of those guys got hurt? Now, luckily, no one did, but, I mean, they were...
Well, that's always my bitch about that is that, you know, you can't... The reasons not to do it are not to put players on the in any kind of danger, and I always worry about stuff like that, that somebody's going to pop off and some fan's going to hit a player or something, or a player's going to hit a fan. But, yeah, that was unnecessary. I mean, it was a huge win, but come on.
Yeah.
I still don't know. I mean, I was saying yesterday, I think if they win, they're in. I think they're probably in. Yeah, unless obviously they completely collapse down the stretch. But as you wrote today on Sports Map, the game at Temple may be more important because they really don't have the sexy road wins, and that's something that's obviously the committee's been looking at. And that would be a fairly sexy road win to go in and get.
No doubt. I mean, it's as good of a road win as they have left on their schedule.
Yeah.
Their other road games.
SMU has fallen off. And
Memphis is bad. I mean, they need that. For resume purposes, that'll go a long way.
Got any plays for the people tonight? How'd you do last night?
4-3 again.
That's a win.
Yeah, it's a win. I wish I would have. Brad Powers tweeted me and was like, "Oh, you got me on that Penn State play," and I was like, "No, you got me on that because I didn't play it because you were so opposite on me." So I left that one alone. Otherwise, I would have been 5-3. I was like, "Why didn't you disagree with me on Purdue?" That's what I could have used. But, yeah, I mean, 4-3, it's grinding, but it's winning.
Well,
yeah,
and that's
all you can ask.
And 6-3 for Team Blitz because
you doubled up, 2-0, huh?
2-0 again last night on the hockey. It's 11.
People need to stop asking for my picks.
11 of the last 12. It's going to stop. And I don't have anything tonight. The one game I was interested in was Carolina because Cam Ward has won, I think, 67% of his starts against the Islanders. Islanders on a back-to-back. But Vegas is clearly caught up with that because Carolina's minus 200. So,
yeah,
not a play for me. That's a cutoff number for me. But if you really have to, that's the one I was looking at.
Super slow card tonight in hoops. I looked at Rhode Island, and I think I'm just going to pass. I that's the only game that I'm even remotely interested in. It's Friday, so it's mostly Ivy League games and stuff like that.
Right.
But Rhode Island's at St. Bonnie's, and they've got. St. Bonnie's has a player named Jalen Adams who's, like, probably in the last month has been the best player in the country. You could argue that. Yeah. And he's something like 34 points a game and, you know, 26 threes made. I mean, it's just absurd numbers. But a one-man team isn't going to beat Rhode Island, at least not this season. They've got four big, strong, athletic guards, and you've got to match that. And I don't know that they'll be able to, but it, being on the road, and they were minus one, they're minus two now, I think it's just I think it's a no play for me. So I'm just going to chill tonight. No, I won't have to stay up all night watching basketball. I'll probably watch that Rhode Island St. Bonnie's game, but I'm not going to be stuck watching an Ivy League game or something like that. So yeah, it's a night off. I'm on. I tried to get tickets to Black Panther tonight.
Oh yeah,
and
couldn't get them.
I could, but I would be in like three tickets together. I would be in the front row.
Oh, that sucks.
And
yeah.
I'm not doing that.
No.
So
you don't want to see that in the front row.
No. So I'm stopping by on the way home and reserving some seats for tomorrow night.
That's a good
I have
plan.
To stop by because I tried to reserve seats for tomorrow night online. It hit you with that $3 convenience fee per ticket.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how is it a convenience fee to do it online? Like, I'm not using your person. I'm not taking up your employee's time.
No.
I'm the one making it convenient for you. You should give me $3.
You get $3 off.
Yeah.
Well, I'm flying out tonight after the show to go to Chicago, and I'm a little bit ticked off at the wife.
Why?
Well, you know, I've quit smoking. I'm on day two. I'm doing pretty well with it.
Yes. She
texted me last night, can you bring me a pack of cigarettes? They're like $15
what?
Up here. I'm like, are you serious, woman? And then she tried to come back with, no, I'm just kidding. No, you weren't just kidding.
You weren't kidding.
But you know what? Good test. I went and bought her a pack, and it's still closed.
By the way, Cincinnati coming off this loss, they get Wichita at home on Sunday. Whatever the point spread is, I'm on Cincinnati.
Okay.
They're going to come out, and they are going to – I think they're going to be pissed off, and I think they're going to look to dog stomp somebody.
All right.
And UH did a good job last night. They did the same thing they did against Wichita. They fouled a lot, and they just
basically made it a
crappy game to watch.
Yeah, but that's how they had to win.
It worked. And Cincinnati, I want to say they went like 7 minutes or something without a field goal.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just crazy.
All right, quick break. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Guys, I got to tell you about BillAdvisor.com. I recently came into contact with BillAdvisor, and I was like, man, this is a pretty cool deal. And I'm telling you, they're going to save you money. They can save you money. You're going to think about it, and you're like, oh, this is probably too good to be true. It's not. This is the real deal. And basically, what they do is they talk to the people that you're paying your monthly bills to, and they get you a better rate. That could be your internet, your TV, your cell phone, your auto, your home insurance, your energy bill. You know how it works. You sign up for these services. They got a great new rate when you signed up, and then after a while, there's a better rate that comes along, but you don't get it because it's only for new customers. They don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. Let them take care of it for you. The average savings are about $830 per year. Most people save over $1,000 a year. Lance Zierlein saved $2,000 a year, which is crazy to me. And they've got a guaranteed money-back challenge right now. If you don't save at least $150, you get every penny back, and they're going to send you a $50 Amazon gift card. There's no way to lose. Take the challenge. Start saving right now by texting BILLS. It's B-I-L-L-S to 313131 or sign up online at BillAdvisor.com. That's 313131. You just send the word BILLS to 313131 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving Now.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Brandon says Houston drivers are unbelievable. I hate drivers that cruise on 59 North to the tip of the fork and then switch over to 59 South, nearly just rear-ended someone. I empathize, my friend. I almost get hit once a day. I mean, it's silly. Tracy, tell me I feel pretty good. I mean, it's day two, but I feel pretty good that I'm going to be good with this.
Good for you.
I wonder how it's going to look in security when I've got a box of Chantix right next to a pack of freaking cigarettes that aren't mine. I'll have to explain that one. 713-780-ESPN. So did you see the LeBron thing?
Oh, yeah.
Fox News.
Oh, yes.
Your thoughts, sir?
Do we have the audio? Let's play the audio before we get into this.
Okay, what'd you say? I'll play LeBron, and then I'll play that woman.
Okay.
Well, the climate is hot. The number one job in America, the point of person, is someone who doesn't understand the people and really don't give a fuck about the people. When I was growing up, there were like three jobs that you look for inspiration or you felt like these were the people that can give me life. It was the President of the United States. It was whoever was the best in sports. And then it was like the greatest musician at the time. You never thought you can be them, but you can grab inspiration from. I feel like I can be, you know, if it was a neighborhood African-American cop and he was cool as hell come around. You know, I feel like I could be him.
It's easy to be.
Yeah, I could be him. But I never felt I could be the President of the United States, but I grabbed inspiration from that. And this time right now with the President of the United States, it's at a bad time. And while we cannot change what comes out of that man's mouth, we can continue to alert the people that watch us, that listen to us, as this is not the way.
When we're talking about leadership and what's going on in our country, it's all about leadership. And I learned that playing basketball. You know, I learned a lot of life skills from playing basketball. You need to empower people. You need to, you know, encourage people. And that's what builds a great team. And I feel like our team as a country is not ran by a great coach.
It's not even a surprise when he says something.
I'm numb to this commentary. Like, must they run their mouths like that? Unfortunately, a lot of kids and some adults take these ignorant comments seriously. Look, there might be a cautionary lesson in LeBron for kids. This is what happens when you attempt to leave high school a year early to join the NBA. And it's always unwise to seek political advice from someone who gets paid $100 million a year to bounce a ball. Oh, and LeBron and Kevin, you're great players, but no one voted for you. Millions elected Trump to be their coach. So keep the political commentary to yourself, or as someone once said, shut up and dribble.
First of all, who said that?
What is her name, John?
No, Laura Ingraham.
Oh.
But I'm saying, who said, as someone once said, shut up and dribble.
I don't.
Who's the someone?
I don't
Was
know.
It you?
No, I didn't say it. It wasn't me.
I didn't say it. I love how.
Did Trump say it?
No, I don't think so. He doesn't know what dribbling is. He calls it bouncing.
Tremendous bouncers.
Yeah.
Tremendous bouncers of the basketball.
Yeah, he, listen. Whatever you think about whether or not athletes should have the right to say what they want about politics, they're Americans. Every American has a right to his or her opinion when it comes to politics. The reality is of people like Laura Ingraham, she doesn't care that they're athletes saying it. She cares that they are influential people who have a different opinion than her. Because you can bet that if Kurt Schilling came on and started talking about how Trump's the greatest thing in the world, he wouldn't just be some, you know, baseball thrower. Like, just shut up and throw a baseball. No, she would probably treat him like he was like some sort of credentialed politician. But it's because they disagree with her take. And by the way, LeBron James got a lot of votes. He was the leading vote getter in the All-Star game. Number one vote getter. So a lot of people did vote for LeBron James. You know, millions voted for LeBron. And this is the craziest thing of all the times that you could say, you're just an athlete. What business do you have talking about politics? Literally, the person she is defending was a reality television host. But he became the like, what business does he have in politics? How is that double standard not so obvious to her? It's stupid. It's petty. I mean, it's low hanging fruit. I doubt LeBron will even say anything back. But I mean, that's a That's a not a great battle for her to pick. She doesn't have the oomph behind her to win that war.
Okay, so I found why she said when somebody said just shut up and dribble.
Just shut up and
so
dribble.
So she, right before the show started, she released a statement. So the statement reads, in 2003, I wrote a New York Times bestseller called Shut Up and Sing, in which I criticize celebrities like the Dixie Chicks and Barbra Streisand, who are trashing then-President George W. Bush. I've used a variation of that title for more than 15 years to respond to performers who sound off on politics. I've told Robert De Niro to shut up and act, Jimmy Kimmel to shut up and make us laugh, and just this week I told San Antonio Spurs Greg Popovich to shut up and coach. If pro athletes and entertainers want to freelance as political pundits, then they should not be surprised when they're called out for insulting politicians. There was no racial intent in my remarks. False defamatory charges of racism are transparent attempt to immunize entertainment and sports elites from scrutiny and criticism. Additionally, we stated on my show that these comments came from an ESPN podcast, which is not the case. The content was unaffiliated with ESPN.
Okay. She did say, like, it did sound super underhanded racist when she was like, can they just stop with this? Or what did she say they to?
Well, that and the kind of implication that you've got a high school education, so
oh,
shut up.
Yeah, yeah. Did she ever tell Kid Rock to just shut up and sing? Or is that just the Dixie Chicks? Is that all, like, if there's like, did she ever tell Ted Nugent just shut up and sing? Or are they, because they're hardcore right wingers, that they're allowed to have political beliefs?
What about Kirk Schilling, who, did she tell Kirk Schilling to shut up and pitch?
John, You're 5 minutes behind the program on this.
Oh, sorry. I didn't. I was reading this.
Totally. You totally tuned out.
I'm sorry.
You hosed it.
I was reading her statement when you were discussing this.
Yeah. Oh, it's all right. But yeah, I mean, it's listen, everybody has a right to an opinion. Who is she? She's some lady who worked for the Reagan campaign 30, 40, however long ago that was. And Ronald Reagan was a freaking a movie actor. I mean, let's just stop with, like, oh, there's certain people who are allowed to talk
Don't
politics
you say anything
in this country,
about the greatest.
And some people who aren't. That's stupid, man. It's stupid.
Yeah, well, I honestly didn't know much about her until this came out. And like, I don't care who you are or what you do. You should have an opinion. And if you have an opinion that doesn't, you know, I'm tired of the stay in your lane stuff. I mean, it's just, it's gotten silly. If you disagree. Say why you disagree. But, you know, to basically come out and say, oh, well, you have a high school education, you
need
to shut up.
So it's Laura Ingraham's job to talk about politics. It's LeBron James' job to dribble a basketball. So that means her saying just stick to dribbling a basketball, don't have an opinion on politics, is like him saying, oh, you're not allowed to go to the gym. I don't want you on a treadmill. You're a politics talker, not an athlete. Let's how about you stay in your lane? It's so stupid. I mean, if LeBron wants to have an opinion, let him have an opinion. He's got a platform. You know, in fact, he's got a bigger platform than Laura Ingraham. I don't know who this chick is before today.
Yeah, who has more Twitter followers?
It's not even close.
Somebody says, "Hey guys, shut up and talk?" No, that won't work.
Yeah. It's like people who tell us to, just go back to talking sports. And you know why I didn't want to talk about the school shooting this week is because I didn't want to deal with, like, it's such a hot button topic. And you know, if we gave our opinions on what's going on with that, it would have been, shut up and stick to sports.
Yeah.
Now, if my opinion had if our opinion agreed with the person who was going to say shut up and stick to sports, they won't say that. Then it's okay. Oh, yeah, that guy agrees with me. But if you disagree with someone, it's usually shut up and stick to blah, 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 whatever you do. If you agree with me, you can talk about it all you want. If you don't, like Kid Rock, Ted Nugent, you guys get to talk all you want about the NRA and how great Trump is. That's cool. Dixie Chicks, you don't like George Bush, shut up and sing. It's just stupid. I don't know how she doesn't see that road goes both ways.
Well, because that's not how society works anymore, AJ.
Well, I mean, that's her move.
You're
right?
Either this or you're that, and that's the reality. And the truth is, the opinions themselves are fairly meaningless because politicians don't give a rat's ass about us. They care about lining their own pockets. They're not taking care of the people. So none of it matters. Hip-Hop Hercules says, stick to sports take is about original as did you ever play. Always lazy.
Yeah.
Agreed. Agreed. All right. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. We're going to take a quick break. We're out here at Sam Houston Race Park. Live racing starts 7 o'clock. 50-cent beer starts 6 o'clock.
Oh, yes.
So come on out and get you some of that. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And they trying to dine us with some damn wine and cracks. Who's more important than your Lord and Savior? Won't let the pearly gates up in. It's probably due to all your poor behavior. My mentor got a couple tips to save ya. Just be sure to count it as my only favor. Thank me later.
May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from San Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Blitzer Jake says if the government would just shut up and legalize, we could all have great conversation about whatever. I'm with you.
Christina says, did y'all see this? And it's funny. It's Chris Long basically showing all these screenshots of celebrities on Fox News, right-wing celebrities on Fox News talking about politics. Actor John Voight on why he's supporting Trump. Kid Rock weighs in on President Obama and the direction of the country. Bob Knight thinks Trump will show people how intelligent he is. Chuck Norris on climate treaty. Ted Nugent talking about the Charlottesville controversy. Clint Eastwood. Ja Rule. Kurt Schilling. Caitlyn Jenner talking to Tucker Carlson. I'm sure that was there was really strong political opinions thrown there. Charlie Daniels, country music legend.
Yeah,
Charlie Daniels.
Devil went down to Georgia.
Dog the Bounty Hunter talking about Marco Rubio being a rising star. I mean, who doesn't want stuff like that? The Duck Dynasty guy, Phil Robertson, was on Fox News talking about the rise of radical Islam. Shut up and duck. Womp, womp. I mean, it's just silly. It's silly. I don't have a problem with anybody talking politics because...
No, and if I disagree with you, I'll tell you I disagree
sure.
with you.
Sure. I mean, do I agree with everyone? No, obviously.
Really, I don't necessarily agree with what LeBron said, to be honest, but that's his right.
Yeah.
And... You know, I think.
But we're in an age where there's only two sides to be on.
Yeah.
There's, I think Trump's a bad guy. And then if you're not on that side, you're on the I think Trump's a good guy side. And if you're on one side or the other, the other people, how can you like Trump? Hey, he's such a horrible human. How can you not like Trump? Look what he's done for our country. It's an endless cycle.
Yeah, I think if we just looked at the reality of it, it's like, you know what? Tax cuts were nice. Let's give him a pat on the back for that. Some of the other stuff, not so good. Hadn't really done a whole lot, but, you know, do I like the way he does things? No, but he got elected doing that. So,
Lamont is saying that if we tell listeners that they're lame and their takes suck, that's the nature of disagreeing. But we don't say you're not allowed to have an opinion because – you don't work at a radio station. That's stupid. That's basically what she's doing. She's saying it's my job is to talk about politics. I'm allowed to talk about it. Your job is to play basketball. Stick to that. That's like me telling somebody, oh, you work at Starbucks. You can't call my show and talk to me about sports. You're a coffee maker. It's ridiculous.
Who do you think I talk sports with every day? Other people who aren't in the business.
Yeah.
I don't talk with people
who
work with.
How often do you and I talk about sports off the air?
Never. Yeah. Yeah, and he was comparing it to making fun of people's spelling, which I do. I'm sorry, I'm not going to take you as seriously if you can't spell. I mean, that's a basic education thing.
Well,
I do get though.
On social media, it doesn't bother me as much because I mean, it's a
it
shorthand,
doesn't bother
right?
me when people are doing it. Obviously, if you're trying to tweet something in a hurry or text something in a hurry and you misspell something, that's I see that all the time. That doesn't bother me, but when it's consistent, you know. you know, looser and not knowing how to do it and it is and things like that. No, I'm not going to take you as seriously because you didn't take the time to learn some basic stuff.
And LaMontia, personally, I think it's funny when media think they are some voice for America when you are paid to gossip. I don't think I'm a voice for anybody. I come on the show and I tell crank jokes for 3 hours a day, basically, and shoot the breeze and just talk about nonsensical topics. I'm a paid entertainer. I don't think I'm better than anybody. I get paid to come on here and just give my opinions out. That's it. If you don't like them, that's okay. If you
don't
like them,
most
that's
of your,
cool.
Most of your opinions I don't like. They kind of suck.
well, that's all right.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the thing. If you're going to have an opinion like he did, she has the right to go after him.
Yeah.
We have the right to go after her.
But you don't have a right to go after him and like, say he does. He's not allowed to have an opinion on politics, which affects everyone in this country, because he just has a high school diploma and dribbles a ball for a living. That's absurd.
Just shut up and radio.
Just shut up and radio.
It's kind of hard to do that, though.
Right.
It's kind of hard to just shut up and radio. But
the show would go downhill in a hurry.
Yeah. 713-780.
Lamont says I'm misrepresenting his point. I don't know what your point is then.
Yeah,
call in if I'm misrepresenting you. I'm not trying to.
I don't understand you either. I'm sorry.
I don't think that do I disagree with callers sometimes? Sure. It would be a pretty lame. It'd be like the Matt Thomas show if I didn't. And I just, oh, okay, good point. No, I mean, of course I disagree with listeners sometimes. But that's sort of the nature of this game. I don't tell listeners they shouldn't have an opinion because they work construction. That's dumb.
All right, let's try this. Let's try this to where you completely agree with anything a caller says, no matter how stupid it is. I'll be the caller.
Okay.
I'll be the caller.
I really think the Texans should sign Case Keenum in the offseason and cut Deshaun Watson, and then they're going to the Super Bowl. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, AJ.
All right. Good call. That the Texans would take a massive cap hit if they were to cut Deshaun Watson. But I could see with Case Keenum, with what he did this year, I could see how that would be an enticing deal, especially with Deshaun coming off an injury.
Yes, that doesn't really work, does it?
No. I mean, imagine that. Imagine not telling someone they're a moron.
You were cringing as you were doing that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And more penis jokes, people say.
No, well, we try.
Yeah.
We fit them in when we can.
Yeah. What do we got here? Oh, little beer action.
Oh, yeah. Their Carbox going to be on the 50-cent beer tap here in a bit. Which, I mean, that's talk about a good deal.
Get some Hopadillo over
there. That's right. And guess what's coming up on Sunday? Sunday. The Rodeo Clown Roundup. 7:30 in the morning, they're going to kick off the morning with a timed 5K, 10K at the brewery. You wear your best Western gear, a rodeo clown outfit. You got to be 21 or older to run, and you're going to receive a participation bandana, commemorative glass, and 2 tokens for beer at the finish line. Let's say you don't want to run. Okay, that's cool. You just want to drink beer and listen to some live music. You can do that at Carbach as well. Following the race, it's all about great beer and live Texas country. Stoney LaRue, Shooter Jennings, Bob Schneider, Cody Canada and the Departed, Jenna Paulette, grub on some awesome food at the Carbach restaurant and patio, sip some ice-cold fresh Carbach in the beer garden. It's going to be a great time. Gates for the concert open at 1:30. Admission's $20. Kids under 10 are free. Register for the 5K, 10K, and get your tickets today at CarbachBrewing.com. Carbach's Rodeo Clown Roundup, Sunday, February 18th at the brewery. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer this weekend or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
And we're back on the Blitz. Time to get on the map. SportsMap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Covers your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, including A.J. Hoffman today, Charlie Polillo. We also have the HSA Insider on there from Patty Smith, where she talks about potential Hall of Fame classes, which I wrote about last week for Houston
Ahead
Hall of Fame.
Game, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, she's actually one of the people doing it. So good insight from her. Palillo's up there. And then, yeah, so lots of good stuff this morning on Sports Map. And I think we have a video from Rachel, the intern, which I haven't had a chance to see yet because I was driving here. But
way to play it safe.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't want to drive and watch video. And we also have a gambling guide previewing All-Star Weekend from Jerry Bowe, who's been also very hot lately. We've been putting a lot of money in people's pockets here
very
recently.
Good.
So did you see – this is one reason why I'm glad we don't have, like, the Texans, the Astros, or the Rockets. Because you saw that WEEI had to do the day off today for sensitivity training.
Yes.
See what the Red Sox president had to say about it?
No.
Said, we have had a growing level of concern. Of course, they're on that station.
Right.
Had a growing level of concern, and we've expressed that very clearly to their management, especially over the past year and in the past week and the past few days. He added, this pattern of controversial incidents is exhausting, I think, for listeners and fans in general. It's something that their parent company is smart to address. We've shared our frustration and disappointment dating back really last year. Seems like there's been a pattern that sort of emerged in terms of a different culture throughout the station. There are always one-off controversies in talk radio, and we get that. We're talking about different highly charged subjects.
They want them to stick to sports.
Kind of, yeah. It says, since last year, we've expressed our displeasure and concern. Yeah, they've listened to us. We've had productive dialogue. But as you know, there have been a series of incidents that have sort of become a pattern. So, boy, and if you got the Red Sox in Boston...
Yeah, you can't lose them.
It's just like if you've got Tom Brady on your station, you don't want to lose that.
Right.
So, yeah, well, that's the problem, though.
Yeah, it's a tough line to walk, man. And that's why I'm kind of glad that we don't have any of those teams on our station, because it's extra headache. And it's hard to come up with an entertaining show every day. You know, you could be lame every day, and it's not that hard. But, like, if you actually want to do something different and try to make some people laugh, it's not easy. And sometimes you gotta push boundaries to do that. And I thank the radio Jesuses out there that we work at a place that understands that that's the kind of show that we do, and really all our shows do, and have never given us grief about it. And that was I've worked at stations where they told me, hey, go in there, do what you want to do, kill it, make it crazy, and then I go do just that, and then I get fired because I've made someone uncomfortable. We work at a place now where we have free rein to kind of do what we want within reason, and it's a good thing. But
it isn't easy to, especially in a market. Well, I'm sure, like, well, Boston, you've got so much to talk about, but you know, to be different and creative. I mean, I think you're going to take chances.
Well, and there's 50 freaking radio stations, sports radio stations in this town. You got to stand out somehow.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, I do think that occasionally we're going to say things that maybe we shouldn't. But if we weren't doing that on occasion, we probably wouldn't be doing a very good show the rest of the time. And I've always said that if I have to start worried about what I'm saying on air, it's not going to be a good show. And the one we did, I've always said this, one of the worst shows we ever did was one right after the pepper spray incident when we knew everybody in Atlanta was listening.
Yep.
And both of us were uncomfortable. Both of us were trying to be very careful with every single word that came out of our mouth. And it was awful radio. And we did that for about a day and a half and finally said, bleep it. We gotta get back to doing what we do. And, you know, if that's not good enough for them, then okay. And I assume by then the people in Atlanta quit listening.
But, right.
You know, that was when we were owned by Cumulus. Mr. Gray says, hey, guys, I need your help. I went to a beer fest at Discovery Green last year. I sampled a beer, and I'm not sure who made it, and I can't remember the name well enough. Was it along the lines of Black Boot or
Black Butte Porter?
I bet it was Black Butte Porter.
From Deschutes Brewing?
Yeah, that's a good beer. That's probably what it was.
I can name that beer in one note.
Yeah. Easily accessible at any Specs or whatever.
Yeah, Specs has it, and the main Specs downtown I know has it.
Yep, so. And every year they do a barrel-aged version of it too. So, enjoy.
Steve says, the real problem is that we as a society can no longer civilly and respectfully disagree. People are too easily triggered and too quick to...
That's the problem.
Yeah, and that's... It is the problem.
And that's on both sides of the political spectrum.
Well, I'm seeing that's my whole problem is that it's both sides of the political spectrum and not the fact that it should be four or five sides of the political spectrum.
Yeah.
But, well, 713-780-ESPN. OU Mike said, man, I would love to be a caller to that station. Yeah, you would get somebody fired there, OU Mike. I'm pretty sure. Just speculating. But... I think you would. Did you see that Fox is going to be doing the draft now too?
Yeah, so, which I'm sure ESPN's not exactly thrilled about.
Well, they can't be, right? It's already NFL Network's been cutting into them for a few years now, and it's funny. It was originally ESPN's idea to televise the draft, and went to the NFL and said, "Hey, let's do this," and pretty much turned it into what it is. And now they're going to be splitting the pie with everybody.
Well, I guess the alternative is the NFL just says, let's just take this whole thing for ourselves.
Yeah.
Put it on the NFL Network. None of you get it.
Well, and then sell it off at a bigger price to one of the networks.
Right.
You know,
there's money to be made with it. And if somebody wants to pay for exclusive rights, then that's probably the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, though, if they I'm not sure how the agreements work with televising the draft. I wonder if you can do that.
Well, what channel are you going to watch it on?
I tend to watch NFL Network. I flip back and forth, though.
Yeah.
It just depends on, you know, who they're talking about. And I like the reactions when the guys are on the phone, and NFL Network seems to show more of those. Like, you see the guy getting the phone call before he's picked. But, yeah, I probably prefer NFL Network. What about you?
I'm kind of the same boat.
Yeah. So I don't know that
for a while I really liked ESPN, and I didn't want to change anything up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's kind of like me and DirecTV now. I don't want to change things up, even though I'm probably spending too much money on it. But I do think I've gotten a lot better about that, though, mainly because I'm just not that big on ESPN, the network, anymore. Most
right.
of the things that I've kind of found that I go to NFL Network when I want NFL. I go to MLB Network when I want MLB. I go to NHL Network when I want NHL. I'll go and I'll look at ESPN. They have all the things they're going to talk about, and it's five things before it's something I care about. And I'm not going to watch the others. So I really don't watch much of ESPN anymore unless, you know, there's a game on that I want to watch there. It's almost all events. And coverage of the draft, I think they do a good job, but I also like some of the guys on NFL Network better. So, and plus, Lance Erline works for NFL.com and does a really good job. So I want to support the team.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Hour number one in the books. Drunk Bevo says the draft's going to be weird with the Texans out of it. Lance has said all along he thinks he'll trade into the second round.
I mean, if the Texans are the only thing you care about, then yeah, it might be a little boring.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about other stuff.
Yeah, I'm always curious about the draft.
All right, we are going to take a quick break here. Hour number one in the books. We're out here at Sam Houston Race Park. Come on out, hang out. 50 Cent Beer starts in 1 hour and 4 minutes.
I'll be here.
You have 1 hour and 4 minutes to your 50 Cent Beer. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.